101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 6:48, and no call from Haley. So I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead with our radio homeroom and chat with Chris this morning. And then if Haley calls, we'll try to figure out a way to work her in. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. So things are well. Let's see. You're on kind of the this unique modified schedule at this point, right?
Yes, a cohort schedule.
Yes. So, how does that explain how that works?
So basically, they split the school in half down the middle by last name. I ended up in the second cohort. So then, cohort number one is there on Mondays and Thursdays. And then my group, number two, were there on Tuesdays and Fridays. So it's interesting to be online for the other days because having the class like half full and you can see it on when you're on the Zoom call or Google Meet is just kind of a strange experience, as well as having a call full.
Right, right.
And then Wednesdays are everybody is virtual with a very modified schedule. We only have half-hour classes on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of frustrating, especially setting alarms, because I know a lot of people have to set a different alarm for Monday, and then they wake up an hour earlier to go into school on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, it's you have to wake up at like a completely different time, with then hour breaks in between some class periods as office hours.
Okay.
That's a little frustrating for some people.
And probably a little complicated. It sounds like you need a desk organizer to keep track of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And some of the teachers, I guess it's not more the teacher's fault. It's definitely more of just the ways that the classes are set up are hard to get everybody engaged. So
right.
Some of the classes are a lot quieter, a lot less active, especially if most of the kids normally talk or online.
Sure.
That can be a bit.
But you can interact from home, right? Or from wherever it is you're, because you don't have to necessarily be at home. You could be in, you know, Fargo for all the difference it makes, right?
Yeah. You can, unmute, or they added a option to raise your hand up on the screen, so then it'll let the teacher know that you want to talk, which was very nice because that kind of cuts out that awkward you start talking at the same time as someone else.
Right, right. So you'll go this way. The plan is to go this way through Christmas or indefinitely, or do you know?
I believe right now they wanted to go with it through January. That's last I heard. But I'm not entirely sure. But I believe that we're going to go through January, and they want to look at it at the end of January and see where everything stands to decide if they want to continue with it or if they just want to go back to the original schedule with either all in person or all online.
Right. Right. So what else is going on?
We just opened up the new library this week at the high school, which is very nice. It is very like new and clean. They just got all the books in and opened up. It's a really nice just study space now. And personally, it just doesn't smell as bad.
That's important.
It is important.
So this is what was the East Library, right?
The West Library.
West Library.
The library is going to be closing, I think, in like a month for them to redo that one now.
Right, right. Okay. All right.
So that was really exciting because it's just a nice new space with a lot more stuff accessible to everyone. They have like a green screen room that you can use. They have like student media centers where they have like TVs on the wall that you can go in with like a study group and pull up a presentation you have to work on with a lot of people. And that's very nice just for working. And it's just very useful to have this new space.
And it's got that new library smell.
It does.
So, all right. What else? What other things are going on as we head from between Thanksgiving into Christmas?
I know coming up we have a Spirit Week, which is going to be strange to see with the cohort schedule of what days people are there and if anyone participates if you're online. And I do think it's funny that they put Wednesday as pajama day. Because I feel like a lot of people are wearing their pajamas anyway when they're at home.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you that. are people just kind of casual for these classes? I mean, you know, pajamas or sweatpants or what have you. I mean, I know high school kids tend to dress a little on the casual side anyway. But is it even more casual when you're lounging at home for a class?
Usually at home, it definitely feels a bit more casual. I'll wear just like a hoodie usually or something. And I know some people probably just roll out of bed in their pajamas and get up and go on the class. But strangely, I feel like the days where I'm in person, I need to dress nicer.
Sure.
Which I like to dress up a little bit. I'm not really a sweatpants at school kind of guy, but then on the, with this new schedule, the days I'm there, I feel like I need to look a bit better on those days because I don't see everybody as often.
Right. Right.
So
okay.
It's just a very strange thing, but I kind of just feel different about it.
Now this has got to make
meets
things. Go ahead.
The meets are definitely very casual.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, this has got to be difficult for choir practice, I would think.
Definitely. We've just started a lot of projects recently in person. It's been the school completely removed all of our songs and told us that we can't sing, which was very upsetting after working on some of the songs for a few months. Even like the spoken word one, principal just came down one day and told the teacher that we need to stop that.
Really?
Yeah, it was very frustrating.
Why was that? Do you know?
I think just because they were worried that it was going to spread to everybody in the class, but we're all standing, the choir room is one of the biggest rooms in the school, like classroom wise, because most of the music suites have a lot of room to fit everyone plus their instruments.
Sure.
And the choir built in the same way, and we all keep our masks on. We all are more than 6 feet apart, so it was really strange. But
All right.
But yeah, it's been a lot of projects and a lot of just like collaboration and other things. We're learning composition right now, along with just like working more on rhythms. So still trucking along, try and learn.
Sure. What else is happening?
Tonight, the boys swim and dive team has a meet at Cedarburg, which I have a lot of friends in the swim and dive team, so I hope that they do well. Then the Ice Bears hockey team is also playing tonight.
Oh, okay. So
that is always fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy a hockey game.
Yeah, and they play, you know, right next door here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and otherwise, I think there's also, let's see, we've got basketball tonight, too, for boys and girls tonight, too.
Did you look at that? I missed that on the schedule.
According to the schedule I have from Bart, who sends me schedules every day, we should have East should be at Slinger, and Hartford should be at West, And then that's for boys. And girls, West is at Hartford, and East is hosting Slinger. So they say.
So they say.
You know, it's all adjustable at this point. You know, I just, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, I just heard that the Badgers all of a sudden had to go pick up a basketball game, an afternoon basketball game, because their night game canceled because the other team had had COVID issues. So all of a sudden they pick up a weird afternoon game against Rhode Island, of all things. Go figure, right?
Yeah.
So what else is happening? Are you how's the college search?
The college search is good. I'm still a bit wobbly on what exactly I'm looking to go into, but I recently toured UW Whitewater. That was a very good school. I really liked everything there.
Okay.
And there's just a lot of options right now, but it's definitely a bit overwhelming with the amount of schools that just are emailing and everything, the amount of mail I get every day. Tough.
Oh, absolutely. You get this. Yeah. Once they get a look at some stuff, and then all of a sudden, yeah, you hear from everybody.
Yeah.
Like twice a week.
Mm-hmm. We do have the scholarship night coming up, the virtual scholarship night. So that'll definitely be interesting to see.
Oh, right. Right. I've actually got someone from Columns who's going to be talking to me at 7:30. And, you know, they typically do the Milwaukee Symphony to raise scholarship money. And, of course, that's not happening this year.
Yeah.
So they're selling commemorative ornaments, because they have scholarship commitments to the graduating class, obviously. So they need to that's what they're doing. So.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What else on your list? Anything else on your list this morning?
I think that is mostly everything I had. It was a pretty strange transition with Thanksgiving break and then coming back to the cohort schedule. But so far it's been pretty good. I would say the cohort schedule is, with the flaws it has, it still definitely is working. We've seen the amount of quarantines in the school drop significantly.
Right. And that was the goal.
Mm-hmm. Just to make sure that it was much more consistent with everybody. It's either, you know, you're there or you're not, but you know when, instead of all of a sudden, if one student tests positive, we have to remove 100 kids.
Right.
From all classes.
Right. Right. So we'll see how it works, but I don't know that there is a perfect solution for this. So this, you know, you do the best you can with what you've got, I guess, right?
Yeah, because I know a lot of classes, I'm in a wood shop class, and we basically got our time to work in the actual wood shop lab with all of the tools. We got the rest of our time cut in half.
Sure.
Which is a little frustrating. As we have a few projects we're right in the middle of, and we already had some shortened time with being quarantined and everything. So I'm looking to finish at least one of my projects, and then the rest of it might just be my free time project at home.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, hey, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And I guess I'll wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year now, because I don't think we'll talk till January.
All righty. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you as well.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye-bye.